COVID-19, obviously, if you haven't heard about it, you are one of the few, probably handful of people that don't know about it. So it's something that's now it's just a constant in our life, I think. It's something that's definitely not going away. We just are going to have to live with it, and we'll learn how to deal with it. So I think today's episode is one of those methods on how to deal with it. And we've mentioned it before, kind of touched on it a little bit about the importance of vitamin D specifically to COVID-19. You found a great article on one of our favorite sites, MindBodyGreen, talking about the, let me give you the episode. It says vitamin D nearly eliminated COVID-19 hospitalization in a new study. So I read through this article, and obviously with that title, everybody's probably super interested.
Yeah, it's
You
not, it, talk
know?
about clickbait.
So.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We've got a really, I'd say, a good update on a topic that you guys are probably maybe tired of hearing about, but always it's good to get new information about it because it's an ever-changing topic, and of course that's COVID-19. Everyone around the world is dealing with it, especially here in the United States, and we wanted to present some, I would say, promising news about basically, I don't know if treatment's the right word, but essentially
Well,
kind of,
prevention.
yeah, prevention, safeguarding yourself from both catching it and or one, if you do catch it, how you can maybe get through it safely and recover safely. So, or recover with limited health complications. So, basically, our topic is going to be vitamin D and its effect on COVID-19 today. But before we jump into that, we've got a couple more things we're going to talk about, training recaps, what we're pumped about. But we also want to thank you guys for listening each week and sharing the podcast with a friend. It's super easy. You can actually text a link of this podcast right to your buddy.
Yep. You can also put it on Instagram and social media. You
That's
can
right.
put it on your Facebook page.
That's right.
Sharing is caring, folks.
Thank
Sharing is caring.
exactly right. So, and if you guys do want to leave a rating review on Apple Podcasts or the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page, much appreciated. We will definitely read your review. So, training recap. Would you like to go first or second?
Oh, second.
Or third? Wait
I'm intrigued to find out who the other person would be. Our guest host, Kitty.
All right, so pretty good week this week, actually. Our third person who wanted to come in literally walked in and walked right back out.
We said she was a co-host,
And
and
she's
she
like,
left.
"Okay, I'm out
She's
of here."
like, "Nope, no pressure."
Anywho, so yes, did a pretty good so-so job on working out this week. Had a started off with a good kettlebell workout, and then I did a sandbag workout when I probably shouldn't have. This is probably a lesson that many people should learn, and I always stress to my clients is that if you're feeling a little bit injured or possibly overtrained and under recovered, you probably shouldn't do a resistance workout on top of
No.
that. So basically, I woke up, I think it was Wednesday morning, and had a little twinge in my shoulder, and I hung out a little bit longer in bed, put the heating pad on it, but was like, all right, I want to get up and work out because I knew it was my schedule. I really needed it, and I had lacked the time throughout the day. So I got up and worked out anyways, felt pretty good, but throughout the day it just got worse and worse. The pain in the shoulder just got worse. Luckily I got some good came home, crashed that night, put some CBD rub on it. I actually took some aspirin, for which is very rare for me, or Advil, I should say. Anti-inflammatory NSAIDs, and woke up the next day feeling great. So I think Shannon talked about it before that that CBD rub, the salve, from Cured.
It's been one of my things I'm pumped about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it
continuously pumped for it.
And it really, you know, the next day I really hit the spot. Well, you know, in conjunction with the good rest and probably the Advil. So, but then I went and got it worked on. And so it's been feeling a lot better lately. But those two workouts were my main thing. Didn't get the Peloton this week, but you know, was definitely not one of my best weeks, but still got some activity. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, last weekend I started the week off or ended my weekend with some seriously heavy physical labor in the garden. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about like hauling. How heavy do you think those bags are?
I think the soil bags are probably at least 30 pounds, if not 40.
Yeah, they're definitely, mm-hmm. they're heavier than 30 pounds. Yeah. But I had to lug about 18 of those things, and then a bunch of like manure. I did weeding. I like was digging for an hour and a half in packed sand and clay. It was hard on the body, and I definitely felt it for the first couple days. So I took a rest one day. And then I did a like lower body HIIT workout, and then I did get on the Peloton once or twice. I don't remember.
I feel like it was twice.
I think I did like a 20-minute and a 30-minute. So that was, and I did like one morning where I just kind of did very gentle yoga for like 15, 20 minutes, and that helped to kind of stretch me out as I kind of was recuperating from my gardening efforts. So yeah, I feel like even though I didn't do a lot of like heavy cardio or things like that, I definitely feel like I got some good training in, and I did gardening today and I felt like it was a lot easier.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you basically, like you were,
I've like built up some,
your conditioning, your yeah. gardening conditioning.
Yeah.
Gardener
who
conditioning.
Who knew that yeah. to garden you must condition? And right. it's true. When you're doing serious like carving out gardens and supplementing soil and everything, it is hard, heavy freaking work. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel like I've made a little progress. And when I picked up the old shovel this week, a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Didn't feel quite as heavy.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you said, I think you've actually been really, the last week it was 5 days, right? Active.
And, the previous and plus, week, yeah.
Yeah, and five, not even counting the garden, right? It was six, probably counting that. And then, you know, you followed up with another good week. So that's kind of like you're getting conditioned, like you said. It's sticking with that regular workout and not, you know, taking any real steps back. Is, you know, you see the results, you know, yep. So that's awesome. And kudos to you.
Thank you.
I'm thinking, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on always. Holidays are coming up, but I think about this time last year, we were talking about, you know, trying to set goals for ourselves and stuff, like some maybe stuff we wanted to do. Maybe it was our mid-year check-in, mm-hmm. but I think I said something that we wanted to do, like a family run or event.
Yeah.
So I think hopefully we can try to keep that. We did that this year, exactly right. So maybe
hopefully we did that last fall, right?
Yep. So hopefully we can maybe go for that again sometime. It's getting cooler now, so it's
we just have to see if whenever yes. they do events again and stuff.
That's true. We could go. They're doing virtual ones, so we could always do it on our own.
Yeah.
So that's a fun thing, and you know, kudos to you to kicking butt and. Kicking my butt in the training this week, so.
Yeah, and I feel like I've put in as much yard time as you have.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I didn't get out in to cut the grass this week, so I will have to do that sooner rather than later. Anyways, let's get to the main topic of today's episode. As we mentioned in the beginning, COVID-19, obviously, if you haven't heard about it, you are one of the few, probably handful of people that don't know about it.
Yeah.
So it's it's something that's now it's just a constant in our life, I think. It's something that's definitely not going away. We just are going to have to live with it, and we're going to learn how to deal with it. So I think today's episode is one of those methods on how to deal with it. And we've mentioned it before, kind of touched on it a little bit about the importance of vitamin D specifically to COVID-19. You found a great article on one of our favorite sites, MindBodyGreen, talking about the, let me give you the episode, it says vitamin D nearly eliminated COVID-19 hospitalization in a new study. So I read through this article, and obviously with that title, everybody's probably super interested.
Yeah, you know? Talk about clickbait.
So it's interesting. Attention. And, you know, I'm basically they did this in Spain where they looked at, let me see, the study it was conducted on 76 patients in Spain with COVID-19 pneumonia. They had two different groups. They split the patients into two different groups. One group received a daily vitamin D supplement. So they both received the same medical treatment in the hospital, but only the difference is one received a vitamin D supplement and one did not. The supplement group, the people who received the vitamin D supplement, had 50 people, and only one of the participants admitted to the ICU. So out of that 76 group, that group of 76 people, 50 of the people received the vitamin D supplement, and only one of them went to ICU. Basically, these people were admitted to the hospitalization with COVID-19 pneumonia. They got the supplementation along with the other kind of hospital protocols, treatment protocols, and only one actually had to go to ICU. Additionally, all the patients that had the vitamin D supplementation were discharged without complications or death from the virus. Of the 26 patients in the control group, 13 of them were admitted to ICU, which is 50% compared to the 2% of the vitamin D group. And of the 13, two patients died and the other 11 were eventually discharged. Mm. So it's a small sample size, and obviously it's local, but it's a promising study about the benefits of vitamin D. And this one really, I think it just builds on many of the kind of other information I know I've been hearing about the importance of vitamin D. And I know we talked about Dr. Rhonda Padrick came out with some information about how they're finding people, you know, taking blood tests of people in hospitals in the United States, and they're finding upwards of everywhere over like 90% of people there being vitamin D deficient that have caught COVID-19.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a big
communities who are not as deficient mm-hmm. are the ones who have a lower showing of the virus as far as what they've studied.
Mm-hmm. And I mean that is it's a correlation. Obviously, they think they don't say that if you take vitamin D you won't get COVID. That is not what they're saying, but they're correlating a lot of the studies they're finding with people, the blood samples are taken from people who catch it. There's a lot of correlation between if you take vitamin D, if you have a sufficient amount of vitamin D in your blood, that can also affect whether you catch COVID-19 or how severe it affects you. Because there was another study put out by the Boston Medicine. Let me see. Let me get that. Boom, 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 boom. Boston University School of Medicine, and they talked about how, boom, let me show you this. I want to make sure I get this right for you guys. Vitamin D markers were taken from 235 patients who were admitted to the hospital with COVID-19. These patients were followed for the clinical outcomes, including clinical severity of the infection, becoming unconscious, having difficulty breathing, and or death. The patients older than 40, they observed that those who were vitamin D sufficient were 50% less likely to die from the infection compared to patients who were vitamin D deficient or insufficient. The people they found in this study, one of the authors of the study also published another study that he said found that a sufficient amount of vitamin D can reduce the risk of even catching coronavirus by 54%. So basically, vitamin D can help fight the consequences of being infected not only by coronavirus, but also other viruses causing upper respiratory tract illnesses, including influenza. So
we're going into flu season.
Yes. That's the big thing I've heard doctors talking about, is that they're like, you know, we're heading into flu season. I mean, you've seen the posts already about how get your flu shot. So it's like, we're heading into one of those double-headed flu seasons where we're already dealing with COVID-19, and then we have the influenza strain, the seasonal influenza coming up too.
Yep.
I mean, it's so interesting because I remember, I think it was maybe this year, beginning of this year, we had, you know, a podcast about what should we be more worried about, seasonal influenza or coronavirus.
Yeah.
And that was right at like the beginning of where we heard rumblings about coronavirus just entering the United States. And obviously it's blown up since then. I mean, it's crazy to see back about where we were with that. At that time, you know, we were, at least I know me, my assertion was that, you know, you should be more based on statistics about scared about seasonal influenza. But
yeah,
that was been totally flipped on its ear now.
Yep.
So it's these kind of studies are coming out more and more, and I think they're all indicating that vitamin D is a great defense mechanism to fight COVID-19. And even, like they just said, even other respiratory illnesses and or that include influenza. So your seasonal influenza, vitamin D is important for that too. Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's tough. You know, many people, and we already mentioned earlier, are very vitamin D deficient.
Yeah.
And you said it too. You alluded to it, like even minority groups are specifically at risk because they can't produce their own vitamin D due to the melanin in their skin. So it's they're even more at risk. And I think some of the numbers have been reflecting that was people catching COVID, or who's catching COVID, who's really suffering, you know, which communities are dying the most from that. And it really seems to be hitting minority communities hard, really hard. And this is probably a contributing factor.
Certainly not a help.
Yeah. And so that's something that's so important. And, you know, there is good, and obviously it's hard to recommend. I don't think I have the qualifications to recommend supplements, but if I had to recommend one, I would tell people vitamin D for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I think obviously consult your doctor, even if you hopefully consult a medical professional, even if you don't have a primary care physician.
Yeah.
But you've got to, I don't think there's any toxicity when it comes to this. Obviously, once again, talk to a doctor. But I don't think vitamin D has a toxicity. I mean, I'm sure I've heard anywhere you can take up to 5,000 IUs a day. But even if taking like one supplement they sell in the you know, CVS or something like that,
yeah,
could be beneficial. You know, obviously there's quality stuff you gotta, investigate or research on your own, but just getting started with a vitamin D supplement is super important.
Yeah, and the trick with vitamin D, just like any vitamin, is its absorption rate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's absorbed through the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
through our skin.
Yep,
but
our body produces it via sun.
Right. Yep. So like that's why, like, you know, going out, getting some sunshine is great. But here's the thing. Everybody, and this is something that they found in this kind of finding that a lot of people are deficient. It's not just because people are spending more time inside. There's also a lot of things that are like hindering the absorption of vitamin D. So it's not really an easy one to take just as like a supplement. Because if it's not a good enough quality, if it's not paired with the right minerals, and it's not going to be absorbed, and it'll pass right through you. So I would say if any point in your life, this is definitely a good time, especially if you find that your immune system is regularly compromised, if you're catching lots of colds, things like that, you're taking a really long time to get over them. Go and get tested to find out if you are vitamin D deficient. Because if you are, finding out why and how you can best find a way to take it to absorb it properly, that's going to be very key in this, mm-hmm. because there are a bunch of people that do take supplements, but they don't absorb it.
Right.
And if you're taking supplements all day, I mean, that's, you're just wasting money at that point. There's something else going on, and you need to find a way to be able to absorb vitamin D.
Right.
In a significant enough quantity that it's making, you know, you're reaching that right. daily quota.
Exactly right. Yeah. They actually, I believe they do have sublingual stuff. So they have vitamin D drops or the capsules. Like in as Shannon mentioned, I believe it's fat soluble vitamin D. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a water soluble vitamin. No, so, you know,
it's why they can't do it in the IVs.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. And they do have, there are some foods that are high in vitamin D. Mm-hmm. So I think, do they say it in this one? Maybe it's the other article, which I wanted to kind of read that too. But one of this, from the Boston School of Medicine, the individuals, Michael F. Hollick, PhD and MD, professor of medicine, physiology and biophysics and molecular medicine at Boston University School of Medicine. He says this at the very end. I think it's important to read. It says, vitamin D deficiency and insufficiency is so widespread in children and adults in the United States and worldwide, especially in the winter months. It is prudent for everyone to take a vitamin D supplement to reduce the risk of being infected and having complications from COVID-19. So kind of to reiterate what Shan said, it's super important to know to not only take vitamin D, but then find something the way you absorb it the best. You know, I had to do my research because we take the Caro vitamins, mm-hmm. and I had to do my own little research about the best time to take it. You know, you should take it with food.
Right.
You know, if you shouldn't take it on empty stomachs, unlike some of my other supplements.
Yep.
You know, so it's very important to find that out. And, you know, like I said, find out which type is best for you, whether it's liquids, whether it's capsules. So that's something very important to, like you said, not only maximize it, but if you take it, you are better than not taking it at all, but you want to maximize the benefit of it. So Shannon said, you want to find out timing and you want to find what kind of form benefits you the most. So let me see. This article over here talks about vitamin D rich foods include salmon, mushrooms, tofu, and egg yolks. So those are a couple options when you can get it in your food also. So I want to say seafood, some seafoods, but I could be, well, this says salmon. I thought maybe shellfish, but those are some options, guys. Sunlight, foods, vitamin D rich foods, and supplements. So, you know, do a little research, find out what the kind of high quality vitamin D supplement, talk to your medical professional or a medical professional to get some advice, and then start taking it on a regular basis. That's what I recommend. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually upped mine in my care of monthly supplements. I upped mine to 2,000 IUs. So it's something that we really need, along with, I think we talked about vitamin C a couple weeks ago about maintaining muscle mass, but along with vitamin D and vitamin C are kind of those two that boost immune function too. So it's beneficial, guys. And, you know, we need all the help we can get with this COVID-19 right now. So I think we kind of said this before, don't rely on somebody to just give you the answer. Like, in you know, kind of don't sit around. I mean, I'm kind of alluding to, don't just wait on a vaccination for COVID-19. Be proactive. Do your own homework. Do your own preventative kind of practices in order to safeguard yourself and even others around you, you know, your family members, to make sure that you're at your healthiest to combat this pandemic.
Yeah.
All right, guys, a little bit more information about COVID-19. You know, it's not going anywhere. I don't know if we're sad to say, but it's something that we've got to deal with. You know, we've dealt with the seasonal flu, and obviously this one is much more severe than that at this point in time, but we've got to deal with it, and that means we've got to be a little bit more proactive about our preventative health. So
Yes.
That's what we're here to say. Yep. We always say it's kind of a through line. It's been always been, we've been trying to promote through our podcast, even before COVID-19 started, mm-hmm. is be proactive about your own health. Don't wait yes. for somebody to have to tell you something's wrong before you start taking action.
Right.
Be proactive. All right. So what's got us pumped up?
Oh my gosh, that was awful.
That was terrible. Fine. Well, then I'm going to go first. You have to wait.
You didn't even transition. You just like stumbled into it.
All right, fine. Now, here,
podcaster faux pas.
All right, fine. You let me see you segue.
What?
We're going to let you do the segue. All right, so.
I can't. All right, you already no, did.
Well, I'm going to rewind. All right, guys. So that's been like a through line for this whole podcast. Was that we want you to be proactive about your health, you know? Do not wait for somebody to give you the answer. Go out and create your own proactive agenda and, you know, basically regimen to safeguard your health.
All right. Well, we're saying to not wait for people to give you answers on your health.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to give you some things you might be able to use. And that is in our section called What's Got Us Pumped.
All right. I'll give that. That was better than mine.
It was so, you didn't even segue. You just, all right. Well, like,
with
fumbled.
That, I'll let you go first then, okay?
Call a flag.
Easy. Come on. All right.
All right.
What's got you pumped?
What's got me pumped? So I had to look it up because I didn't know what it was. But as I mentioned earlier on the podcast, I have been gardening. And not just like, oh, you planted some flowers. That's so nice. You're out watering. You're fertilized. No, no, no. Like heavy duty gardening. Reshaping our yard gardening. And to do that, you need tools. And to be honest, I didn't even know what tools we had. So when we started, I went into our shed and there's a bucket of tools in there and I ransacked it for anything I thought I could use. And I found this lovely little thing. It's the actual length and like the handle part is like a rake or, you know, like a shovel. It's, mm-hmm. it's a good long size handle. But at the end, it's like a three-pronged little rake. It's like a baby rake. It's like three little pointy fingers. And it's only probably like maybe like 8 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to do with it at first. I was like, this looks interesting. So I took it and I used that thing to weed. I use that to rake. I use that to help even out and spread soil. I used it today to help work in some of the like amendment nutrients into the soil. I mean, that thing is so freaking versatile and it's so light. And it's not so fine that you end up like getting it stuck in the soil when you work with it. So I had to look it up and find out what the hell it is. Because I was like, this thing is amazing. This is my new favorite garden tool. And apparently, it's called a cultivator.
Well, there you go.
It is a three-prong cultivator. And some people call it a tiller. And yeah, it's amazing. And it saved me from having to get down into the dirt.
Get down and dirty.
Knock you down dirty, because I still manage to get plenty dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And not dirty. The other dirty.
You're so dirty.
But, covered head to toe. but it saved me from having to, like, bend down on the ground with, like, you know, a little, like, you know, spade or hoe or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just great. Stop. What? Stop making my comments.
I was just
going to
say, it does look like this. Sexual. This thing looks like a hoe and a pitchfork kind of baby.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, it is. It's very cute. And apparently there's a Martha Stewart version. So you know it's cool if Martha Stewart's made
one.
True.
It's true. I mean, she's been in jail. She's pretty cool.
She's badass. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is my favorite thing that's got me pumped this week, because sometimes you just need tools that challenge you. You know, mm-hmm. like in working out, sometimes you need extra weight. You need something that's going to challenge you. But when you have a really tough physical job ahead of you, you need a tool that's going to make your life easier mm-hmm. and not break your back. And I feel like this has just been my BFF. It was the first one that I went today. I reached for when I went back in to do my gardening. I was like, oh, you're coming with me. Like, this one, he's going to get a name. I don't know what yet, but it's going to get named.
Wow.
So that... Well,
I'm glad I made that purchase.
I know. You didn't even know what it was either.
I didn't know.
You were
know.
Just like, oh, this looks interesting.
I was like, we kind of need this, I think. So I was like, oh, I'll go for it.
It was a very good, good purchase. Thank mm-hmm. you, honey.
All right. So what's got me pump is called this. I can't. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Let me see if I can do one of these jobs.
Ooh, that's a good sound.
It's a textbook.
Yeah.
Back in my school days, you know, this is a 600-page book all about training your butt cheeks.
That's right.
That's right.
Glutes, baby.
This is from the Glute Lab. The guy is basically known as the Glute Guy on Instagram and social media. Glute Guy Brett Contreras. I'm probably saying his last name wrong, but he's known as the Glute Guy, creator of the Glute Lab. And I've got his book right here in my hands, guys. 600 pages of the art and science of strength and physique training. So essentially, this book has a whole catalog, not only of exercises for your basically glute dominant, quad dominant, or hamstring dominant exercises, but it also talks about the importance of glute training, the anatomies of the glutes, and all the, you know, connecting hip muscles, or the muscles connecting to the pelvis, basically.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, obviously kind of the three areas, hamstring, glutes, quads, that in that surrounding area is there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. Programs for training, basically the idea behind what kind of your goals are for training. If you guys go on Instagram and see this guy and see some of his disciples on there, he has results. That's the only
thing.
They
all have great butts.
It's true. And it's interesting because I've had two kind of different, I guess two, I wouldn't say types of clients, but it's, you know, obviously I've had some female clients that say, hey, I want to improve my butt and quads.
Yeah.
You know? And then also my golfers, the biggest muscle that improves power in their swing is their glutes.
Yep.
So we work a lot on glute strength in our golf training program, golf fitness program. So it's like both of those demos, which I work a lot with. I work with females, but I also work with golfers. They both need glute training. So I was like, all right, this is the glute guy. I should learn from the best. Got his book. Probably going to invest in one of his products. It's a portable hip thrusting machine, which is pretty badass. Guys, you guys can check it out online. Like I said, just look for the glute guy online. But hip thrusters is a great exercise that really improves basically posterior strength, mobility, and some of the stuff that, you know, not only he's putting out, but other portable hip thrusting machines out there that use bands that you guys can really strengthen that area. People can strengthen that area with not having any weights, not having dumbbells.
Like a barbell, yeah, exactly. Or something like that.
So, I mean, if you want to push a lot of weight, yes, you'll need a barbell, but if you just want to work that area, it's a pretty cool stuff. I think that's my next investment, is a kind of a portable hip thrusting machine.
It's funny that you say that too, because Peloton just came out with a new class, Bar.
Oh, interesting.
And Bar is great for glutes.
Absolutely. Yep.
Like probably the best, hardest glute workout I've ever gotten. Not about the strength, but it's all about the conditioning of that muscle. Mm-hmm. Never found anything that works conditioning for your buttocks.
Right.
Then Bar.
Well, a lot of the stuff in his, I mean, there's a lot of big component of it, and I know just from my work a lot with my clients is a lot of single leg stuff. So that's a lot of stuff in barre too. Mm-hmm. They use a lot of single leg work. The unilateral training, that's huge for glute training, or even, you know, the whole the posterior chain and quad hamstring exercises. So yeah. I got to dive into this textbook and really get my increase my knowledge on the glutes.
That thing, you could use that for some hip thrusters. I'm sure it's heavy enough.
What's that?
That book.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it
you
is.
You could use it for some as a weight because...
Yeah, I'm curling it right now. Oh, yeah.
It's a massive book.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited to jump in that. I'm pumped to jump into it.
Pumped. Mm-hmm. Pump you up.
Well, I'm pumped that we've had another great episode.
Yeah.
How about that for a segue?
That's better. That was better.
Really. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please let us know what you think by leaving a rating review in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You know, we guys were on Spotify too, and or the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. You got anything else for them tonight?
I don't think so.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks. 3, 2, 1. Thanks for
You asked for sound. I gave you sound.
Now I gotta put that on the outtake.